Last time on The X Factor, the judges faced a tough decision.
Just based on their performance tonight, I am going to save Skywish.
I'd like to save Cookies.
Which means Mega Dizzy. I am sorry, but you are going home.
Mega Dizzy became the first contestant to leave the show. Now, only 11 contestants remain as the search continues for The X Factor. It's time to face the music!
Hello and welcome to The X Factor. I'm Charisse and I will be taking Copper's place for tonight, guiding you through what is certain to be the most exciting show of the season so far. Because tonight, it's your turn to take control and vote for the singers that you want to see in the next round. We have got some amazing performances for you tonight, but before that, let's meet the judges.
Dylan Collins. Princess Clary. Autumn.
Welcome to the show. Dylan, do you think that your team will bring anything new to the show this week?
Yes. Unlike last week, this week my team is going to try a new technique of not failing. I told them this week, don't fail, and that's what they're going to do.
Well, we'll be looking forward to that then. Princess Clary, are you pleased with how your contestants are progressing so far?
I think that some of them, in particular, are coming along leaps and bounds. But some of them, we haven't had a lot of contact. But I don't really think that's necessarily anybody's fault. So I'm not pointing the finger. But I think that we still have some way to go. But we're still better than the others.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting show tonight. And Autumn, how do your contestants measure up to the rest?
They're pretty much the best, so that's how.
Well, there you have it. You've heard it from the judges themselves. It's going to be a great night.
Sorry.
I think we should keep it in. I like it.
Your statement was so ridiculous.
Should we introduce the first contestant, or?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, who's the first contestant?
Skywish.
Skywish.
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. Time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine. Come hear the band. Come blow your horn, start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting. No use permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. And as for me, and as for me, I made my mind back up in Chelsea. When I go, I'm going like Elsie. start by admitting, from cradle to tomb, isn't that long a stay? Life is a cabaret, old chum. It's only a cabaret, old chum. And I love a cabaret.
That was Skyway singing Cabaret. Over to the judges for their thoughts on her performance. Clary, what did you think?
I thought it was good. I thought that it had a lot of energy and I thought that it had a lot of power and it was very fun. But to be honest, I was really put off by... I don't know if it was just my speakers, actually, because I know my speakers do this. I was a bit put off by... It was kind of crackly. Did anybody else get that?
I got toppy, but not crackly.
No, okay, maybe it was just my... Oh, okay, maybe that was just my speakers then. Okay, well, I'll just retract that then.
Maybe you should.
Yeah, I'll retract that and say, I really liked your power, and I really liked your energy, and I liked how new it sounded. It sounded new and fresh.
Some positive feedback there from Clary. Over to Dylan to see what he thought of the performance.
Skywish is a voice transformer. She never sounds the same each week. It's like Optimus Prime on the microphone. I think you'll be fine this week, and that upsets me because you're not on my team. It was a little toppy for me. You got to be careful when you sing out, but it was okay. My team's going to be better.
Toppy, that's what I meant. I meant toppy. I didn't know that's what you call it.
I doubt
that. Sorry. Carry on.
I also thought that it topped out a little bit. I thought that it got kind of yelly. At a couple parts, but I really liked it. I was thrilled with this. Thrilled to have you on my team, Skywish. Thrilled. Thrilled.
Positive feedback all round there. And now to the next contestants. Who is the next contestant?
Are you feeling under the weather? Well, call in the voice doctor. Dr. Reed is now making house calls to your ears. Reed to me's up next.
I wasn't really sure what I was going to sing. I had a couple of ideas, but I was focusing so much on Miriam that I hadn't really thought of them. But Dylan is quite good at finding songs.
This week, Reed's going to make an impression. He had less than 24 hours notice last week, but this week, he's going to give you guys something to remember.
For me, Pink Floyd was one of the groups that I grew up with. I hope everyone enjoys my piece this week. I know I had a tremendous amount of fun doing it.
Read to me.
Help me to carry the snow. coming home.
Was Read to Me singing Hey You by Pink Floyd. Dylan, what were your thoughts on this?
Best I've heard you in a long time, Mr. Reed. The end, you went for it. It added so much to the song. You're a doctor, so you have many potions and herbs from China to help the voice, and it's paying off.
How about you, Autumn? What were your thoughts?
I liked it for the most part. I thought that it sounded fairly true to the original. Yeah, I liked it. I liked your energy on it.
And over to Clary.
I think this is probably the best I have ever heard you. I thought it was really, really good. I was really, really impressed. I liked the simplicity of it in the beginning, and I liked how you picked it up towards the end, although it did sound a little bit strained, but I'll forgive you for that, because I really
liked
it.
That's the point, Claire.
Oh, shut up. Shut up, Dylan.
It adds so much to the emotion when you do that. Like, it's okay. It didn't go off.
Yeah, you finished?
Did it sound off to you?
You finished?
I'm finished. Answer the question.
No, you finished?
I'm finished. Answer the question.
I'm not answering any of your questions. I'm waiting for you to be finished. If you're finished, then I can carry on.
Carry on.
Shut
so
right. down.
Yeah. Right, okay. Now that Dylan's finished having his little hissy fit, it was good. I really liked it. It just sounded a little bit strained. That's all.
And over to Clary to announce the next contestant.
Okay, next up, we have got the delectable and wonderful and amazing OMG, awkward, Turtle.
OMG, awkward Turtle.
Dark room, I'm just sitting here.
set me on. Like the desert, waiting for the rain. Like a school kid, waiting for the spring. I'm just sitting here, waiting for you to come on home and turn me on. My poor heart, it's been so dark since you. After all, you're the one who turns me off. You're the only one who can turn me back on. My heart fly is awaiting a new tune. My glass is waiting for some fresh ice cubes. I'm just sitting here, waiting for you to come on home and turn me on.
That was OMG Awkward Turtle. Autumn, what did you think of Turtle's performance?
Turtle, I actually really, really like you this week. This was so much better than last week. I really thought that you had like a lot of soul, and a couple of parts I could hear like your, like this vibrato come in that was just like really nice sounding, and I just liked this a lot. I did.
Dylan, do you agree with Autumn?
I agree that she's better this week. She's learned to pronounce words like an adult. I like that. I've never heard you on this style before, and I'd like to hear more. This is actually maybe one of my favorite things of yours ever as well. I kind of wish you would have gotten a little dirtier with it in some parts. Not like Xtina dirty, but like vocally like rougher with it. But I really like this a lot.
And how about you, Clary?
I'm really proud of Turtle because she's done me proud. We wanted to go for something different. We wanted to go for something completely different to what she did last week. And she has succeeded in that. I think she did really well. She sounded really sensual in places. And her voice came across as having a really good quality. So I am very impressed and very pleased. Yay.
And now Autumn will announce the next contestant.
Up next is Aria.
Aria.
Lost myself and I am
An emotional performance there from Aria. Over to Clary for her thoughts.
Well, I thought that this was epic win. I thought it was really good. I think that I love to hear your lower range, and I think that was really, really nice to hear. And I think that, especially towards the end, where there was loads of effects going on, the mixing was brilliant, and it sounded really, really awesome. I thought it was really good. I loved it. It was perfect.
And how about... Sorry,
no, perfect.
And how about you, Dylan?
Parts of it sounded a little bit low, but I'm a fan of yours, Aria. I like you on sort of darker songs, because your tone lends itself well to that. I think the end of it saved the song for me, though. You hit some crazy good notes at the end, and the mixing was epic.
Autumn, do you agree with Dylan and Clary?
I do actually agree with Dylan for once. You do have a very dark tone. It's very rich. It's like dark mahogany. But anyway, I like it a lot. I liked it on this song. I thought that you could have approached the low notes a little better. And while some of your runs were good, I thought some of them were kind of sketchy. Some of the notes just didn't sound very stable in the verses, but that ending part, it took the cake. I mean, that's music. Like, that's real. I liked the end a lot.
And now
in McDonald's.
The ice machine is so awkward. Chooses the best times. And now Dylan will announce the next contestant.
Well, we've been to the doctor already this week, and he's given us a clean bill of health. So now we can indulge in some cookies.
This week for X Factor has sort of been really hard for me, and I was landed in the bottom three. That kind of made me feel, for a bit. Like, what else can I do if I work so hard? But it just made me realize I just gotta up my game even more. I gotta try really hard.
I know some of you guys doubted Cookies last week. I stand by her. Some of you guys doubted her. Well, tonight you're gonna be sorry. This is totally different than last week. Now you're gonna see what she's capable of.
Sharp Cookies.
Games that never
That was Sharp Cookies singing Falling Slowly. What did you make of this, Autumn?
I liked this. This was way, way better than last week. I really liked the beginning. I really especially liked when the harmony came in for the first time. I thought it just sounded like just really, I guess, bare, just kind of stripped back. And I felt like this song was much better for your voice. I liked it. I really liked the harmonies a lot throughout. I thought that it could have built a little bit more because it seemed like the music was building more, and I felt like you could have gone along with that a little bit more. And there were a couple of parts where your voice sounded just a little bit hoarse. I don't know if that was on purpose, but personally, I didn't really like that very much. But overall, I really liked this.
How about you, Clary? Do you share the same opinion?
Yeah, I think this, I do agree with some of the things that Autumn said. I think that this was really, I loved the harmonies, and I thought that this was really, it was like a lullaby, really. It was quite repetitive, but that kind of worked, because it sounded like a really soft sort of lullaby, and you can't really have sort of big bits in a lullaby, because then that'd just wake you up. So that would defeat the point. But I digress. I think that I do agree that it could have built a bit more. But I think this is much a really big improvement on last week. So well done.
And Dylan, what were your thoughts on this?
Cookies, I stand by you from last week. Your song next week was good, but I do think you did what you needed to do tonight to prove to these two that you deserve to be on the show. I thought this was great for you. Great job. I'm very happy for you tonight.
Over to Clary to announce the next contestant.
We are going to take a walk through Africa. We're going to have the sun shining on us. We're going to see elephants. We might even see a lion or two. Okay? Because this is Pedro.